Piston season opener tonight. More bold-ass predictions coming in. We appreciate all of them. We try to read as many as we can. Bold-ass prediction. My bold-ass prediction for the Pistons is that the Pistons will win a minimum of 28 games this season. That's from TT in Brooklyn. So last year they won 14. So you're saying they're going to double their wins.
There it is.
You know, the thing about it is I was looking at something today and actually, you know, Gator, we're on the cutting edge. We've been doing bold ass predictions for how long?
Well, we've done the show for 17 years. Yep. So I would say probably about 15 of the years.
Okay. How long has The Athletic been around?
Five, six.
I think it's more than that. Seven, it's not 15, right?
No.
Now I can't find. They did a story where everybody's writer did a bold ass prediction.
Did it say bold ass?
I think it actually did.
Wow.
Did they have a sounder?
Oh.
That's really infringing.
Yeah. We should trademark this thing.
Yeah. Well, no. Yeah. First, I mean, we did the champ and chump. Mm-hmm. And then our buddy Dan Wetzel hijacked that for his podcast with Pat 40, but he told me he was going to do it.
Yeah, and we fully endorse it.
Yeah,
we're like,
go ahead. Wetzel's a guy. I mean, you're the man. It's fine, yeah. Dan.
And that podcast is awesome.
Yeah, so that's the first thing. And now people are stealing our bold-ass predictions?
Apparently.
Just want a little credit, that's all. Just say a little nod to Doug and Gator up there in Detroit.
Well, I don't. Now I can't find the damn thing. The bold-ass prediction.
And Kang, of course.
Yes. The bold-ass prediction was that the Pistons would make a playoffs as a play-in team. And it said it's a comment on the Pistons' improvement. It was also a comment on the bottom of the Eastern Conference. That there is some teams down there that are mung.
Well, I'll be the best of the mung.
Yep.
I'll take it.
Mm-hmm. If that's all it takes to be the
How
best of the mung.
How bad are you? Yeah, I mean, look, Pistons won 14 games last year. The Wizards won 15. Charlotte, 21. The Raptors, 25. And the Nets won the 32. Those were the teams that did not make the play-in games. You needed to win 36 games to get to the play-in in the Eastern Conference. Now, you look at the Western Conference, you need to win 46 games. You had to be better, well above 500. To get into the play-in games if you were in the Western Conference. So, yes, it can be done. You can get to the play-in game. And they have. I like this roster. I think this is an improved roster. First of all, I think it's improved because the coaching is going to be better. I think this coach is invested in it. This coach wants to do it. I still think Monty Williams, his heart wasn't in it. Might be a hell of a coach, but he had to be coaxed into coaching this team in the first place, and it was because it was a ridiculous contract thrown his way. And he got $67 million to not coach. He's getting paid $67 million to not coach the Pistons.
God, I wish I could not coach the Pistons.
Yeah, no. Instead, he's coaching his kids' team in high school now in Texas.
And good for him. I'm sure it's fulfilling for
him.
He's
making $67 million coaching high school basketball.
That's right.
Yep, exactly.
Getting paid by the Pistons.
I mean, I got to imagine the Pistons win 10 more games alone by not starting Killian Hayes. Killian Hayes just got cut. From the Brooklyn Nets, Team France, which has a good team, didn't even want him on their roster. And he was starring over Jaden Ivey.
Yeah. So there's that whole issue too, right? I think the coaching change alone is probably good for, as you said, 10 games. And hopefully this team can, you know, play more team defense than what they did last year when they gave up 119 points a game last season.
Hit more threes, worst per game,
yeah,
made three-pointers in the league.
So I think that those are obvious areas to improve on, but then look at guys that they have here. Okay, if you hope that these guys can play 70 games in a season, because nobody plays 82 anymore because of load management, but hopefully Cade Cunningham can stay healthy, Jaden Ivey can stay healthy, Jalen Duren can stay healthy, and those three guys, that triumvirate goes for at least 70 games in the season. But it's the other guys like Fontecchio that you know can shoot lights out. On a horrible team last year, that guy was just knocking down shot after shot. You know, can he be that guy, that steady influence? And you've got the younger players, Thompson, and who knows what kind of role Holland's going to play. Tobias Harris is that's a veteran coming in here. We talked to him yesterday. He didn't look that old. And he's already old man Tobias on the team, and he's not that old until he starts to think about it. And he's like, man, that was guys who were 12 years older than these guys. Okay, maybe you're a little old, but he's got game. And, you know, he's I don't think he's an all-star player anymore, but he's certainly somebody that can contribute, what, 12, 15 points a game? And they've got a bunch of guys that can play serious roles on this team and spell the starters to give them the rest. And, you know, Marcus Sasser stepping in and do what he can do. There's a lot of guys on this team that reason to be optimistic that they will be much better than they were last year. And yet, is it good enough to get to the play-in?
Depends how among the being the best of the among what it takes. Tom in Flat Rock says, my bold-ass prediction, Durin will lead the league in rebounding.
Oh, that's bold.
Doug in Clarkson says, Ron Holland, first team all rookie. Well, they like him. They like him. That's a bold prediction. All right, before the break, I said he's 7-1. 7-1 to end up in Detroit. Only three teams had better odds to get this guy. Dun, dun, dun. Who do you think this guy is?
Who is it?
Za'Darius Smith. He says Za'Darius Smith. It is not Za'Darius Smith. Kang, do you have a guess? 7-1 to end up in Detroit. Fourth best odds.
Fourth best odds. Yep. 7-1 to end up in Detroit. I will go Cam Jordan.
It is not Cam Jordan. This name has been included as a possible trade. This guy could be traded.
Harold Landry.
Harold Landry. It is not Harold Landry. You guys tell me when you're sick of this and done guessing. Kang, do you want to offer a guess?
Did you say defensive player? Because I don't want to be tricked here.
I didn't say defensive player. I said this player.
Mm-hmm. I feel like we're getting tricked here, Gator, a little bit.
Yeah, it could be.
I feel like it's going to be something not...
It is football. I just want to be clear. I'm not talking about this.
Spencer Torkelson will hit 40 home runs. Yes.
I give up, man.
Do you? Or do you give up or do you want anybody else?
I can't think of offensive players that they need.
It's a name that's emerged like in the last 24, 48
hours. It's not Cooper Kupp, is it?
It is Cooper Kupp.
I knew it was offense. I knew it. I was trying to... No, come on. His name's been floated out there.
Jameson Williams possibly being suspended.
So the favorite is the Stullers of 4-5. The Chargers are 4-1. That'd be an interesting locker room switch. You get traded to like literally just down the hall.
Yeah.
Buccaneers are 6-1.
Buccaneers could use a receiver, but I don't know if I'd do it if I were Tampa.
Lions are 7-1. Which is weird. I think this is really weird.
Well, does this come out because of the Jameson Williams impending suspension?
I mean, maybe, but
is there because it's a Rams connection?
It'd be two games, man.
I understand. I wouldn't do it because I think the price is too high. Cooper Kupp's a great receiver. Mm-hmm. It's not what they need. You put the resources to what you need, not to what would be an over, you know, it's a wealth of riches at that point. It makes all the sense in the world. Pittsburgh, good team, looking for a wide receiver. Looked like they had a deal for Ayuk. I mean, so I think for the Steelers, it makes every bit of sense. And that's why he's 4-5 odds going to Pittsburgh.
Yep.
And he's kind of a volume receiver, which is like St. Brown, you know? So it's not even like if it was for a JMO replacement, he's not take the top off the defense type of receiver, especially anymore.
Maybe not anymore.
He's injured.
He was at one lot. Point.
I don't want injured goods like at this point. And that's what I think Cooper Kupp is. And I think that the Rams know this. They're trying to get something. They're actually reportedly, I think, also want to take on a lot of his contract to get a deal done. What's that tell you?
Yep. The team that really needs him is San Francisco.
Yeah, well, don't trade him there.
No, he's not going to get traded.
Don't do that.
In division rules, right?
Well, I just don't want it because I don't want San Francisco to all of a sudden get good here. But, Pittsburgh makes sense. Detroit does not make sense.
248-539-9797. All right, coming up next hour, Raiders ownership has spoken again today about Max Crosby. Again. Hear what they had to say. Plus, we'll talk some college football, 97.1.